Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the intriguing world explored in This Is Your Brain on Sports by L. John Wertheim and Sam Summers. This compelling read uncovers the fascinating dynamics between the human brain and the universe of sports, presenting a unique perspective on how our psychological makeup is influenced by the world of athleticism. Beyond the thrill of the game, this book reveals profound insights into our behaviors, emotions, and the communal spirit evoked by sports, resonating with both enthusiasts and participants alike. L. John Wertheim brings his extensive experience as a senior writer and executive editor at Sports Illustrated, alongside contributions to CNN, NPR, and the Tennis Channel. His portfolio includes several bestsellers that traverse different sports landscapes, highlighting his deep engagement with the sporting world. Co-author Sam Summers, a social psychologist at Tufts University, enriches this work with his research on the impact of racial diversity on social perceptions and behaviors, offering readers a nuanced exploration of the psychological underpinnings in sports. This Is Your Brain on Sports is a must-read for core, diehard sports fans who immerse fully in the thrill and fervor of their favorite teams, students of psychology eager to explore the intersections between their field and the realm of sports, and anyone seeking a fresh lens through which to view and appreciate the myriad ways sports impact our lives, society, and psychological well-being. Join us as we uncover the intriguing connections between mind, body, and the competitive spirit that defines sports. Whether you're a fan, a player, or simply curious about the psychological aspects of athleticism, this episode offers valuable insights into the complex interplay of sports and the human condition. This Is Your Brain on Sports, The Science of Underdogs, The Value of Rivalry, and What We Can Learn from the T-Shirt Cannon. Introduction. Discover the mind through the lens of sports. Witnessing a football star skillfully curve a ball into the net from half a pitch away, or observing fans clash with fervor over their teams, it's fascinating to realize that these moments of brilliance and passion stem from minds not unlike our own. The realm of sports, with its highs and lows, serves as a powerful mirror to human nature itself. Be it the intensity of a World Cup finale or the friendly competition at a community field, sports have this uncanny ability to reveal the brightest and darkest sides of our being. Through exploring the psychological and emotional landscapes of athletes and enthusiasts alike, we gain profound insights into the workings of human behavior. In this exploration, you'll uncover the irresistible appeal of rooting for the underdog, the importance of acknowledging progress, not just triumphs, and the remarkable tenacity that powered Michael Jordan during his legendary flu game. Prepare to engage in a journey that bridges the gap between the pulsating heart of sports and the intricate maze of the human mind, uncovering lessons that resonate far beyond the playing field. Part 1. Understanding Our Affinity for Underdogs and the Dynamics of Group Identity Through Sports. In the world of sports, every match is a drama filled with heroes and adversaries, victories and defeats. Even when a team consistently finds itself on the losing end, it can amass a following of die-hard supporters. There's something uniquely stirring about backing the underdog, a team or player seemingly at a disadvantage, that captivates the human spirit. This fascination is rooted in our empathy for the perceived underdog and our yearning for the miraculous to unfold. A study from the University of South Florida illustrates this phenomenon vividly. Participants were shown information about the Israel-Palestine conflict, accompanied by maps that either portrayed Israel as surrounded and outnumbered or as the dominant territory. The framing had a significant impact. Participants tended to support the side presented as the underdog in a hypothetical sports matchup between the two. The allure of the underdog story lies in its reflective power, echoing the struggles and aspirations we face in our own lives. It's a narrative of hope and perseverance against the odds that resonates deeply within us. Often we position ourselves as the underdog in our personal stories, striving to garner empathy and support as we navigate through our challenges. However, this inclination also fosters an us-versus-them mindset, leading to intense camaraderie as well as conflict. Victories become moments of collective ecstasy, where fans unite in jubilant celebration, transforming city streets into seas of revelry. But the shadow side of this strong group identity is the potential for aggression, not just towards opposing fans, but also towards anyone deemed an outsider. Ultimately, the psychology of underdog support in sports offers a window into our complex desires for connection and affirmation, as well as the delicate balance between inclusion and exclusion that defines human social dynamics. Part 2. The allure of leadership and the value we place on effort. Ever stumbled upon the concept of the halo effect? It's far from the realm of gaming, despite what the name might suggest. This phenomenon sheds light on the intriguing way we perceive the allure of quarterbacks, sports stars, and leaders alike. Grounded in psychological research, the halo effect explains our tendency to view individuals as more attractive when they boast success or skill in a specific area. This admiration doesn't stop there. It extends to other facets of their persona, including leadership qualities and physical allure. Conversely, we often assume that those we find physically attractive possess the makings of great leaders. Nick Rule, a psychologist from the University of Toronto, highlights how minor physical traits may inform substantial assumptions about a person's leadership capabilities. A coach might notice a young football player's broad shoulders and deduce his potential as an exemplary quarterback worthy of extensive training. These perceived leadership traits play a crucial role, as teammates instinctively seek qualities in a leader that inspire confidence and trust. Another psychological principle evident in both sports and daily life is the concept of effort justification. This inclination leads us to believe that the more effort we invest in something, the more valuable it becomes. Take the IKEA effect, for example. Laboring over assembling a bed from IKEA elevates our appreciation of the finished product, far beyond that of a pre-assembled piece of furniture. In sports, this principle unfolds in the dynamic between managers and players. A manager who pours significant effort into refining a challenging player's skills is likely to retain them longer, seeking to justify the invested time and energy, even if the player shows minimal improvement. Conversely, a player who demands little effort from management to excel might find themselves on the chopping block sooner, regardless of their performance. This intriguing interplay between perception, effort, and value permeates our understanding of leadership and commitment, both on the field and in our lives. Part 3. Why supreme talent doesn't always translate into effective coaching. Imagine you're in the position to appoint a new manager for your sales team. The instinctive choice might be to elevate your top salesperson. However, this decision might encounter a significant obstacle known as the curse of the expert. Michael Jordan's post-retirement endeavor serves as a prime illustration of this dilemma. Jordan, whose name is synonymous with basketball excellence, didn't find the same success in a managerial role with the Washington Wizards. Despite his unparalleled skills on the court, his attempt to juggle the responsibilities of a player and the president of basketball operations was far from smooth. Jordan struggled with mentorship and would often fault his teammates for not meeting his expectations, showcasing a critical gap in understanding and patience. This phenomenon, the curse of the expert, emerges when an individual is unable to grasp why others can't perceive things as clearly as they do. For someone like Jordan, performing at an elite level was almost instinctual, leaving him at a loss for how to articulate these instincts to less experienced players. This issue isn't exclusive to basketball. The annals of baseball history are filled with examples of legendary players who didn't transition well into managerial roles, while some average players went on to achieve greatness as managers. At the heart of the curse of the expert, we often find a formidable ego at play. Exceptional athletes invariably possess a strong belief in their abilities, which, while essential for their success, can hinder their effectiveness in leadership roles that require a focus on others' development. This heightened self-assurance can evolve into a totalitarian ego, where the individual's needs and perceptions overshadow everything else. Floyd Mayweather, the boxing champion, epitomizes this trait. With an unbeaten record, he fuels his motivation through a perceived underestimation and disrespect by others, constantly seeking to disprove his detractors. As a result, his career is driven more by personal vindication than by any external challenge, embodying the essence of the totalitarian ego. Through these examples, we see that exceptional talent and success in one's field do not inherently equip an individual to mentor or manage others effectively. Leadership, it turns out, requires a distinct skill set centered on empathy, communication, and the ability to nurture talent in those who don't share the same instinctual mastery. Part 4, the thin line between instinct and overstep in the heat of the moment. For fans of football, the image of Zinedine Zidane's infamous headbutt during the 2006 World Cup final is etched in memory. It's a stark reminder of how, in the realm of sports where split-second decisions are the norm, impulses can sometimes lead to actions that cross the line from competitive to regrettable. Through the lens of positron emission tomography, or PET scans, scientists have been able to observe the workings of the brain in what they describe as hot and cool states. When an individual is in a hot state, typically characterized by heightened excitement or emotional arousal, the anterior cingulate cortex and anterior temporal cortex, both integral to processing emotions, become particularly active. This surge in activity can temporarily dampen the neural pathways responsible for higher level reasoning, setting the stage for impulsive and occasionally unwise actions. It's this phenomenon that can explain why seasoned athletes like Zidane or Mike Tyson in his bout with Evander Holyfield might act out in the moment. However, it's crucial to recognize the evolutionary utility of these hot impulses. In situations of immediate danger or acute stress, the ability to react swiftly without the lag of analytical thought could very well make the difference between survival and peril. In sports, this instinctual reaction time can dictate the outcome of a game, as athletes rely on split-second timing to respond to a fast-approaching tennis ball or baseball. The competitive nature of sports also brings out another facet of human behavior: rivalry. In environments where individuals or teams vie against one another, rivalries can elevate the performance of those involved. The long-standing tennis rivalry between Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova serves as a prime example. Despite Williams leading in their head-to-head record, the fierce competition between the two has provided moments of peak performance and mutual growth. This concept of a healthy rivalry extends beyond the sports arena into the business world. Competition between companies can catalyze innovation, improvement, and excellence, pushing each entity to reach its full potential. These dynamics underscore the delicate balance between instinct and control, passion and reason, highlighting how, when harnessed correctly, our most primitive impulses can lead to extraordinary achievements. Part 5, the pitfalls of reactive leadership and the power of praise. In the competitive arena of sports, the fallout from a team's loss often lands squarely on the shoulders of the coach. This dynamic isn't exclusive to sports. It reflects a broader tendency in organizations known as action bias, to favor decisive action over inaction, especially in the face of failure. Team owners and organizational leaders, driven by the desire to rectify poor performances, frequently opt for what seems like the most straightforward solution: changing the coach or CEO. This response stems from the belief that new leadership equates to improved outcomes. However, this notion overlooks the complexity of leadership transitions. A new coach, particularly one from outside the organization, requires time to fully grasp the team's dynamics and pinpoint the underlying issues contributing to poor performance. An alternative, and arguably more nuanced, strategy for enhancing team performance lies in the effective use of praise. The key to this approach is focusing on effort rather than mere accomplishments. Recognizing improvements and hard work, in addition to standout successes, validates the individual's dedication and encourages continued growth. Awards for both the most valuable player and the most improved player can serve as valuable tools in signaling that effort is both recognized and valued. Beyond team dynamics, sports fandom offers insights into human psychology, particularly our inclination to associate with success. The thrill of supporting a winning team allows fans to vicariously experience a sense of triumph and elevated self-worth. This phenomenon extends beyond the sports field into academic prestige and social status. For instance, within the elite circle of Ivy League universities, there are varying degrees of renown. A study from the University of Pennsylvania revealed that its students are more likely to highlight their Ivy League affiliation than their peers at Harvard, arguably because Harvard's reputation alone is synonymous with success. In contrast, students at less iconic institutions within the league might lean on the collective prestige of the Ivy League to bolster their association with excellence. These dynamics, spanning sports and academia, underscore the intricacies of leadership decisions and the human desire to be linked with success, illustrating the complex interplay between action, recognition, and identity. Part 6: The Inspiring Power of Sports to Overcome and Triumph. There's a magnetic pull towards the underdog, the come-from-behind victory, or the redemption story in the world of sports. These moments capture our hearts, not just because of the physical prowess displayed, but because they echo our own personal battles and aspirations. This resonates deeply with the commonly shared metaphor comparing business with marathon running, emphasizing the importance of endurance, strategic pacing, and focusing energy on the critical moments that define success. One of the most compelling examples of this remarkable ability to defy odds is Michael Jordan's legendary performance in the 1997 NBA Finals, famously dubbed the Flu Game. Despite battling severe illness, Jordan led the Chicago Bulls to victory against the Utah Jazz with a staggering 38-point game, including a pivotal three-pointer. His complete exhaustion at the game's conclusion symbolized the extraordinary limits to which athletes can push their bodies, reflecting the profound potential within us all. This extraordinary capability highlights an interesting aspect of human psychology and physiology. Our brains typically safeguard us from utilizing our full strength to prevent exhaustion and injury. Yet, when motivated by a clear and compelling goal, we're capable of mobilizing this untapped reservoir of strength and endurance, illustrating the importance of setting clear, achievable goals, not just in sports, but in all areas of life. Beyond the awe-inspiring showcases of physical endurance and mental fortitude, sports also offer profound lessons in resilience and recovery from adversity. Brett Favre's performance after the loss of his father stands as a testament to the human capacity to channel personal grief into a tribute of strength and excellence. This ability to overcome emotional turmoil and transform it into a powerful performance offers a poignant reminder of the therapeutic and cathartic potential of sports. Sports captivate us because they amplify the extraordinary capabilities of the human spirit, our boundless potential to surmount challenges, the resilience to rebound from setbacks, and the profound depth of our emotional and physical endurance. In witnessing these feats, we're reminded of the latent power within ourselves, waiting to be unleashed. Final summary: sports, in its myriad forms, serves as a powerful mirror reflecting the multifaceted nature of the human psyche. From the thrill of cheering for the dark horse to the resilience exhibited in bouncing back from loss, the actions and passions of athletes and fans alike offer profound insights into our everyday lives. Whether it's understanding the dynamics of teamwork, unraveling the impacts of leadership, or recognizing our inherent capacity to overcome adversity, Sports illuminate core aspects of human behavior and emotion. Through the lens of sports, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complexities, challenges, and triumphs that define the human experience. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.